Actionable Insights from Mortimer J. Adler. Mortimer J. Adler, 1902-2001, was a renowned academic and philosopher who taught at Columbia University and the University of Chicago. In the late 1930s, despite a lucrative offer from R.H. Macy and Company, Adler chose to remain in academia, focusing on his theories on effective speaking and listening. Adler did provide suggestions to improve Macy's business conferences, aiming to reduce their frequency and save executives time. He believed that more effective conferences could lead to more efficient operations and increased profits. Meetings serve as vital communication platforms where individuals exchange ideas. Adler emphasized that enhancing both internal and external communications within an organization can significantly improve its operations and financial performance. The importance of speaking and listening skills. Human communication involves various aspects of language: writing, reading, speaking, and listening. Reading instruction typically starts in elementary school, while writing instruction continues through high school and college. Unfortunately, formal education on speaking is often limited to specific courses, such as public speaking, aimed at helping individuals overcome speech defects. Similarly, there are no formal classes dedicated to teaching effective listening skills. In the past, listening was a crucial skill for educated individuals. Before the printing press was invented, very few people outside of medieval university instructors had access to manuscripts. As a result, students had to rely on their listening skills to learn. Teachers would read manuscripts aloud and provide commentary, making effective listening essential for acquiring knowledge, grammar, rhetoric, and logic. In the times of ancient Greece, great minds like Aristotle and Plato emphasized the importance of grammar, rhetoric, and logic as the foundation of a solid education. These subjects held sway in education for centuries. However, as the 20th century approached, many schools moved away from teaching rhetoric and logic, focusing instead on grammar. Despite its popularity, even grammar took a backseat in educational priorities during the 20th century. Today, elementary English classes mainly focus on reading and writing skills. The traditional trio of grammar, rhetoric, and logic has lost its prominence in modern education. Yet, these areas are still vital for effective communication. To persuade others effectively, you must master grammar, rhetoric, and logic. Grammar and logic help you convey your thoughts clearly and convincingly, while rhetoric allows you to engage and captivate your audience. Whether in personal conversations or formal presentations, these skills are indispensable for getting your message across. The importance of rhetoric in communication. In ancient Greece and Rome, as well as in the 17th and 18th centuries, being a skilled orator was considered essential for educated individuals. Rhetoric, primarily focused on eloquent speech and writing, was a key aspect of education. Rhetoric involves the art of practical persuasion, where communication aims to achieve a particular result, such as selling a product. It also includes instructive speech, like lectures and coaching, emphasizing the practical application of rhetoric. Rhetoric goes beyond mere salesmanship. It's a skill everyone needs to convince and persuade others effectively. Plato distinguished between the unethical sophist, who uses rhetoric for deceit, and the philosopher, who is adept at rhetoric and devoted to the truth. It's crucial to use rhetoric ethically, focusing on noble and truthful pursuits. Speakers should aim to persuade others in ethical and admirable ways. Many believe that improving reading and writing skills can enhance speaking and listening abilities. While related, speaking and listening require their practice and development for effective communication. These skills are essential for meaningful conversations, but can be challenging to develop. Controlled and uncontrolled conversations. Humans have the special ability to commune with each other, a trait not found in other animals. Conversations serve as the vehicle for this communion. Philosopher René Descartes, 1596-1650, argued that despite advancements in machines, they could never engage in conversation like humans because conversations are spontaneous and unpredictable, unlike machines, which follow rigid instructions. Social conversations meander as they should. Conversations, the primary application of speaking and listening, fall into two main categories. The first involves controlled communications, such as business negotiations, meetings, conferences, political debates, academic discussions, and religious councils. These conversations are structured and purposeful. The second category encompasses uncontrolled communications, like casual chats at social gatherings. These conversations are more relaxed and spontaneous, allowing for free-flowing exchanges. The four forms of conversations and their impact. Conversations can be categorized into four forms. 1. Social conversations are informal and relaxed, focusing on socializing and building connections. 2. Heart-to-heart conversations are intimate and emotional, allowing for deep connections and understanding. 3. Instructive conversations involve teaching and learning, where one party imparts knowledge or guidance to another. 4. Practical conversations are focused on persuasion, where one party tries to convince another of a particular viewpoint or course of action. Quality conversations are crucial for maintaining meaningful relationships. For example, poor communication between spouses can lead to divorce, often as much as a lack of attraction. Similarly, the generation gap between parents and children is often due to communication issues. Conversations serve as the foundation for socialization, enabling individuals to connect and understand each other better. Choose the right time, place, and participants for your conversations. Ensure the topic aligns with the context. Listen attentively to all parties and respond thoughtfully to questions. Formulate clear and understandable questions of your own. Avoid interrupting others and maintain politeness throughout the conversation. Seek to understand before agreeing or disagreeing with someone. Objective truth is crucial in conversations, and all participants should strive for it, even if it requires multiple discussions. Disagreements can occur in casual conversations, but it's important to remain respectful and open-minded. Ethos, pathos, and logos. Aristotle, a renowned philosopher, wrote a famous book on persuasion called Rhetoric. In this book, he outlined three key elements using the terms derived from Greek, essential for convincing others: ethos, pathos, and logos. Ethos focuses on character. According to Aristotle, to persuade others effectively, you must first demonstrate that you are a person of integrity and trustworthiness. By showcasing these qualities, you earn the attention and respect of your audience, which is crucial for successful persuasion. In his play Julius Caesar, William Shakespeare uses the speeches of Brutus and Mark Antony to highlight the importance of ethos. Political persuasion is involved in both speeches. After the assassination of Julius Caesar, the people of Rome demand justice for his murder. Brutus, one of the conspirators, addresses the crowd first, using ethos to justify Caesar's death. Brutus convinces the Romans that Caesar's death was necessary for the good of Rome. He appeals to their sense of duty and loyalty to the Republic. Antony, on the other hand, uses ethos to connect with the crowd emotionally. He begins his speech by saying, "Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him." He begins his speech by acknowledging their grief and then proceeds to praise Caesar, appealing to their sense of loss and loyalty to their fallen leader. Antony then uses pathos, the motivating factor, by reminding the Romans of the good Caesar had done for them. Finally, he employs logos, or logical reasoning, to argue for action against the conspirators. Effective persuasion techniques. In persuasive efforts, it's crucial to appeal to your audience's emotions alongside logical arguments. Whether you're speaking to one person or 10,000, tapping into emotions is key to successful persuasion. Avoid making your argument overly long or complex. present just enough reasons to sway your audience without overwhelming them with unnecessary details. Persuasion is not limited to sales. It's also essential in instructive speeches, such as lectures, sermons, business addresses, and military presentations. In these contexts, your goal is to convince your audience of the accuracy and truthfulness of your information. Persuasion should aim to influence the minds of your audience by providing them with new information, understanding, and insights. To achieve this, your audience must be attentive and good listeners. Your instructive speeches can be more effective if you allow for some form of two-way talk with your audience, such as a discussion following your presentation. This interaction can enhance understanding and engagement with your message. Effective speaking and listening strategies. Consider these extra tips for improving speaking and listening skills. 1. Preparation is key. When preparing for public speaking, write out your speech and condense it into a skeletal outline. Alternatively, use a large text outline format for your speech notes to facilitate easy reading and understanding. 2. Keep it concise. Limit your speeches to 30 minutes or less to maintain audience engagement and avoid rambling. 3. Active listening. Quality listening requires active engagement rather than just hearing. Focus on understanding the speaker's message, noting their arguments, and thoughtfully considering your agreement or disagreement. 4. Critical thinking during speeches. Ask yourself key questions about the speech's subject, main ideas, and logical conclusions. Assess the speaker's persuasive tactics, noting what they are trying to sell and any omitted or overlooked points. 5. Effective note-taking. Take detailed notes during the speech, focusing on capturing information rather than personal impressions. After the speech, reflect on the information and organize your notes into a coherent summary for better retention. 6. Engage in question and answer sessions. Participate actively in question and answer sessions to further engage with the speaker and deepen understanding. Longer Conda sessions provide valuable learning opportunities for both speakers and listeners. Inquiry. Robert Hutchins, former president of the University of Chicago, believes that Western civilization was built on inquiry. Using logical understanding, logos, anyone could express their views on any subject. Hutchins emphasized that no proposition is to be left unexamined. Hutchins argued that people must share their thoughts and convictions for civilization to progress. Philosopher David Hume echoed this sentiment in his essay, Civil Liberty, highlighting the central role of conversation in human society. Conversations between countries are crucial for avoiding armed conflict, a principle recognized throughout history. Roman philosopher Cicero stated, "There are two ways of settling disputed questions, one by discussion, the other by force. The first being characteristic of men, the second of brutes. We should have recourse to the latter only if the former fails." He emphasized the importance of dialogue over violence, as conversation builds successful relationships and understanding among nations and individuals. Key points. 1. Aristotle and Plato emphasized grammar, rhetoric, and logic for a quality education. 2. Rhetoric and logic are not part of basic education anymore. 3. Before the printing press, students had to listen to instructors read manuscripts. 4. Enhance internal and external communication for improved operations and profitability. 5. Aristotle's persuasive communication relies on ethos, pathos, and logos, character, emotion, and argument. 6. Conversations come in four forms: social, heart-to-heart, instructive, and practical. 7. Effective persuasion involves presenting new information, understanding, and insights to your audience.